Gordon, first of all, whaleswithoutborders.info is a website you can go to, and there's tons of information on it. You have all sorts of stories that you update all the time. Yeah. You're getting.
I'm learning from you and my son how to do podcasts, and so I'm experimenting because what I want to eventually do is get like a 5 to 10 minute podcast of the weekly news stories that come across my desk that say, wow, this is unusual, or oh, look at this craziness kind of thing. And those I want to take and get into a little 10-minute podcast or something like that, then put them in iTunes and people can listen to them when they're on the way to work.
What's something that you would impart on people how impressive whales are? Something that grabs you that we would think is really cool?
Well, the most important thing they have to realize, they've been around through many, many evolutionary cycles. You know, they evolved in the ocean, made their way to land, and then through feeding in swamps and estuaries have migrated back into the ocean, and that's why they're still air breathers. So when you stop and think of our relationship to most animals we develop relationship with, they're air breathers, you know. I mean, and if they're a mammal, they're warm-blooded, so now we're even more akin to them. And I think the mere fact that if you stand and see a whale and you look at them, and you realize that they're air breathers, they're mammals, but they are the most alien-looking creatures in the world.
And they're intelligent, aren't they?
Very intelligent. They train each other. In fact, they're training each other how to steal the black cod off the long-line fishes, our fishermen's lines, you know? So it's like we said in that interview, when the clutch turns to start bringing in the line, they say, dinner bell. Well, one guy figured that out, and now they're communicating it through their little cultural ways.
Yeah.
Very amazing. Man.
You and I have gone through a lot of episodes and exciting adventures, and it's always fun to learn things from you, Gordon, and have you on the Big Alaska Show. And we're going to keep coming back. I mean, this is just the start of our little...
I know, you're infiltrating into my brain with this whole thing. So you guys have taught me a lot with just trying to get me to the point where I want to try this podcasting thing.
Yeah. Well,
just to get the word out,
yeah,
you know?
It's whaleswithoutborders.info, There's tons of information. And
the Facebook page too. See, let me plug that. That's facebook.com/whaleswithoutborders. And on there, you'll see references to all sorts of different things. And I'll get some of the stuff up that I've got from Glenn. And we'll make a nice little page for the Big Alaska Show and cross-link each other, as they say in business.
What is the one thing, Gordon, that has surprised you the most about whales?
The intelligence of them, okay? The intelligence of them. And then they are so alien, you just can't relate to them, but yet they're smart enough to relate to us. And over the next 50 years, I'm going to say, the science and the technology is going to allow us to gather more and more information to begin to understand them. People are studying their audio stuff. And this the drones, you know, plus or minus, have love-hate relationship with drones. But in a sense, they're giving us information about watching whales where you can't get there as a regular human. And here these things are like little mosquitoes flying over a pod of whales migrating from Alaska to Hawaii or back and forth. So we're going to learn a lot with new technology, remote sensing. And I'll tell you, if I was 23, I know what I'd be studying.
Well, you are 23.
Well, only one part of me left is 23. That's my brain.
Gordon, what a great pleasure it is to have you on the Big Alaska Show. Again, whaleswithoutborders.info. Let's give Gordon Snyder a Big Alaska Show thank you and much success to Dr. Gordon Snyder. Goes by too fast.